FM News Talk 97.1. Podcast.
Right now, let me get to my guest. She is Kaylee McEnany, of course, a spokesman for the RNC. And Kaylee, thanks for being with us this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mark. Appreciate it.
You bet. I assume you share my frustration at how few people have actually come forward and apologized for the role they played in this Mueller debacle over the last 2 years.
Yeah, it's incredible that Democrats perpetuated these lies. They knew they were lies all along. You had Tom Perez, DNC chair, saying there's mounds of evidence of collusion, and you had Jerry Nadler echoing that, Adam Schiff saying there's plenty of evidence, and many others. Beto O'Rourke, 35 minutes before the exoneration came out, saying that he was certain that there's collusion. So, you know, there were a whole lot of Democrats who told us a whole lot of lies, and there needs to be an accounting for that. And unfortunately, I don't think there will be, but we're certainly putting the pressure on to try to make that happen.
Well, yeah, you would hope so. Fox had the story yesterday that when the House Intelligence Committee was first requesting information from text messages with Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and all that, it bordered on obstruction to their request. The FBI kind of stonewalled turning that information over because somebody up there knew where this was going and they were trying to slow walk it.
Right, exactly right. I mean, just look at the text messages with Peter Strzok saying there's no there 8 months into it, but nevertheless having another message saying, you know, we created this insurance policy against President Trump and Andy's office, purportedly Andy McCabe. There was a whole lot of bias going on in the FBI, and it seems like a meritless investigation that was perpetuated not just for eight months, but beyond that for nearly 3 years when you count the FBI investigation. So, yes, we need to get to the bottom of it. It's very scary when your intelligence agencies are used to politicize and to spy on a presidential campaign, which is exactly what happened in 2016.
Yeah, very true. You know, the New York Post has, now if you've seen their Mueller madness brackets where they're trying to figure out who was the worst, and they've named media members, they've named some politicians on there. Ultimately, we need answers. Lindsey Graham has hinted at this, that somebody needs to come forward and take a hard look at where this started, why it started, how it reached the level it did in terms of the investigation without somebody questioning these original source documents more closely.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm glad that we have that Senate resource available to us where Lindsey Graham is at the helm and can lead that investigation. Hopefully DOJ looks into this as well, because I can guarantee you that Nancy Pelosi and the House have no interest in pursuing this line of investigation, although you think they would, because it's for what it should be about America. It should be about the basic principle that intelligence agencies should never be politicized, that no president should have to begin his term after getting a strong mandate from the American people, saddled down by a meritless, baseless investigation based on no probable cause and no evidence. It should be a pretty basic principle, but unfortunately, Democrats today, it's just politics at all costs. Trump derangement syndrome, as they say. We're seeing it play out in full force.
Yes, we are. You know, Kaylee, what I'm the saddest about is opportunity lost. When you look at how much this president's gotten accomplished in the face of this maelstrom that he's faced for 2.5 years of investigation now, he's still managed to right the ship of the economy, and he's done great things on trade and unemployment, and he continued moving forward in a headwind that I think a lot of politicians wouldn't have survived. I mean, it's pretty amazing when you think about it.
Oh, it's truly amazing. I mean, he kept his steadfast focus on the American people. Instead of becoming, you know, completely hamstrung by this investigation, which anyone, I'm sure the Clinton administration would tell you, when you have a special counsel or an independent counsel there tends to be all-consuming, but not for this president. This president knew he was in the right. He knew he had done nothing wrong, and he kept his eye on the American people, and we've seen the results of that with historic low unemployment for several categories, with those on the bottom half of the income spectrum finally seeing their wages rise, and 71% in the CNN poll saying these are good economic times. We're seeing the fruits of this president's successes, who knew he was right, knew he would be vindicated, and kept his eye and his focus where it needed to be, which is achieving for Americans.
Yeah, that's a great point. Kayleigh McEnany, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.